All right, so we have a special guest today.
Right, how you
Jacob,
going?
how are you going?
Good, good.
That's good.
Ready to dive deep, not too deep, but
Yeah, we'll try not to get too deep in this one.
yeah, so I'm just going to talk about some conditioning, you know, and how the way it affects the world that we see.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about how our conditioning affects the way we see the world.
Yeah, like everyone's got different, you know, opinions and different sights and the way they see things. It's almost like a level of consciousness also.
So let's just start off with people, like some people might not know what conditioning even means. So what would you say conditioning is?
Well, I think conditioning is, you know, kind of like through society, you know, the way the world wants you to feel and see. It's almost like, you know, say your mind picks up off the external world around you. Ever since you're a child, that's you start to get
So it's
conditioned.
basically like any external influences from when you're a child,
Yeah.
growing up, and to who you are now.
Yeah,
So
because
things like school, parents, your upbringing, your culture, religion, socioeconomic backgrounds.
yeah, you know, the screens as well,
Yeah, the media.
media, all that type of thing, yeah, for
So
sure.
many different things that can influence us.
It's kind of like because we're seeking to see, you know, how we see the world too. We don't really know what's going on. We obviously getting told by people with higher value or that are older than us or, you
Those
know,
in power.
yeah, kind of those in power, like our parents or our teachers. They, because we don't know any better, so we're seeking to, you know, understand through other people, and then that's how the conditioning affects you.
So basically, we see reality based off of our conditioning,
Yeah.
our personal conditioning, which is completely different to someone else's conditioning.
Correct.
And that's what kind of what we want to talk about today, is how our personal conditioning can affect the way that we see the world or just see things in general
Yeah.
in comparison to others.
Because what you might be going through, you might think that everyone else is going through it, or you might think that you're the only person in the world that's going through it. Sometimes we get caught up in our own little minds, and it's like, why me? You know, like, or it's even kind of like life sucks, everything sucks. You know, you can even be in that type of paradigm, you'd say, you know, where everything around you is just shit. You know, what's the point of living? And then, like, I know personally for me, like, I've progressed and I've gone through different stages and shifts.
Different paradigms of thinking
Yeah,
or reality.
thinking, understanding, just the.
So paradigms, just quickly, is like, how would you describe paradigms? Like levels, kind of? Or just like different, or lenses, we would say.
Yeah, like,
Like different lenses of seeing the world.
yeah, if you were to throw on like a set of, you know, glasses, and each different set of glasses would show you a different feeling and just the way you see the world. It's.
And we all kind of shift through different paradigms throughout our lives. Like, if for me, if I think back to how I was like in primary school and then like high school and then after
Yeah.
high school and then now, they're like all like completely different
Quite different.
paradigms
Yeah.
of reality. So that's kind of what a paradigm is, in case anyone's wondering, because it is a bit of a hefty word.
Yeah, you could say it's like a, you know, like a leveling. You can talk in vibrational frequencies and things like that, and
Some deep shit.
yeah, you could talk high consciousness, low consciousness, you know, the matrix, whatever, but as well, it's kind of like an understanding as well of where you're coming from internally. You know, the way you feel is the way you kind of see things. You know, if you're feeling a lot of anger, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety or something like that, then you're
That's how
gonna.
you're going to see the world, and that's what you're going to attract as well.
Yes.
So it's like people can kind of relate that to like the law of attraction and like manifesting your thoughts into reality and
Correct.
things
Yeah,
like that.
for sure.
So like whatever paradigm you're in is kind of what you're going to continue to attract.
Yeah. Yeah, the way you're feeling, you know, is definitely what's going to come to you, because what you are, it's that's, you know, it's a universal law. Whatever you feel, the way, whatever the way you be is what comes back to you. So if you're, you know, if you're living in conscious, you know, fear or conscious anxiety, you're going to start seeing fear and anxiety. Yeah, whatever type of mindset, if you're in a really, really great mindset and you're happy, you start to see everyone seeing
So true.
life is a bit more happier, 'cause, you know,
It's true.
ain't that bad.
Well, I used to be like when I used to like hate everything, like I went through a phase where I literally hated like everything, and everything around me just sucked. Everyone I saw was unhappy. Everything that came to me was just bad, and things just got worse and worse and worse and worse. And now, because I've shifted into another paradigm, everything I see is amazing. Like I literally, my mind or whatever, my mind blocks off things that are negative. Like sometimes people will bring things up that are negative. That's like something that's pretty obvious. I'm like, oh, I didn't really notice that.
Yeah, because it's not there. You're not seeing it.
Yeah, like I tend just to see the best in people now, and the best in like the world and everything. Like I know that there's like pretty like a lot of fucked up shit happening in this world.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess my paradigm kind of filters that out. And I kind of just see the good things happening in the world.
Well, nothing actually really is good or bad. It's just thinking makes it so.
Yeah, you know? That's right.
Yeah, you can see anything that's bad or good, especially living in a first world country, compared to living in a third world country. You know, our problems, are they really that much of an issue compared to looking for water and
begging for food?
Yeah, you know.
Seeing your parents die at war or something.
And having to go out and work every single day and have no freedom and just work basically, like you're saying, for water and things like that. When we, in a first world country, what are our issues are just to seek, you know, these external
status.
Yeah. Kind of like that's where the conditioning comes in too. I think it's more heightened in first world countries. They tell us that, because it's kind of because like we get thrown into this society that we already have everything that we need, you know, quote unquote. And it's like, then we start seeking things that
like
we want.
Like for survival.
Yeah, well, survival basics, we have everything. You know,
in a first world country.
The fundamentals. But then we seek more things that, you know, these pleasures, and it's almost like we're fitting into the way our society is. Like, I know people that, they'll compare themselves with who they're hanging around with. That's huge too, you know. So they'll, depending on which group you're hanging around with, is who you'll try and resonate with and compare with. You know, if you're living with poor people, you're going to compare yourself with poor people and say, look, I'm doing all right, you know. And then if you go compare yourself to rich people, it's like, oh fuck, I'm not really doing that well. But only compared to the rich people, but compared to the poor people,
you're doing
really good, you know. And that could hold people back too. I know people that have been held back from that
because they're comfortable in their kind of situation.
Yeah, well, they're seeing people like their family, for example, won't be doing so well. And they've got some, you know, average job, but they're earning decent money, they're comfortable. And that's kind of like, they don't want to succeed anymore because they're seeing that their family's like that. And it's almost like...
Well, their expectations for themselves are a lot lower.
I know, for example, me, like I used to compare myself to people that were on Centrelink and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it kind of held me back from...
Because that was like your circle of kind of...
Yeah. Well, friends and things. And then when I hanged around other friends that were doing more well and they were a bit more business orientated and making more money, I felt like I needed to step it up. As you shift up anyway, you know, through different paradigms, you can go through the whole life suck, you know, which is, you'd say, very low paradigm. All right, low vibration state.
Life sucks. Everything's shit.
Yeah.
Everything bad happens to me. Why me?
You could even talk about how your thoughts kind of go into a loop, you know, of emotions, you know, an energy and emotion.
Just negativity.
Yeah, and you become, it's kind of like an addiction.
Anger, hatred,
jealousy. Guilt, shame.
Anxiousness.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd say that's like a lower paradigm of
reality? Yeah, that'd be like definitely one of the lowest, if not the lowest paradigm. Like, I'm sure there's different... We don't know how many paradigms there are. There could be millions.
I feel like I'm in a new paradigm every second.
I wouldn't say every second for me, but maybe once every couple of weeks I did... feel like I was... My mindset was different and I was...
Definitely.
...seeing things different. But I do notice that the way I feel inside, I'm a lot more aware of the exterior world changing through the way I see it. Yeah, and then as you go up through the paradigms, you know, you kind of... You start to, you know... You can go into more of the happier one where, like, we're in this together, you know, like, life is actually pretty good. You know, we're all, it's like a team.
Joy, compassion, love, gratitude.
You know, it's kind of like a team type thing. Like, it's not really selfish because you could say that's very, coming into more of a higher consciousness where you're separating from your mind a lot more, the ego. Yeah, because if you're very in that low conscious state, you're very connected to your mind and the mind...
It's like me.
Yeah.
Why is this happening to me?
It's like almost as well the conditioning has made us to be less connected with others and more selfish and more self-centered. But at the same time, we care more about what other people think about us And a lot of our, what we actually do in this world is caused by what other people think about us. And other people's wants and desires, not really ours. You know, what society says that we need, not really what we want. Because we don't even know what we want. So we just follow the crowd, you know. You know, and I think having a good team mentality is good. Like, we were, you know, we're primitive human beings. We've come from tribes. Our brain still...
Well, yeah, we evolved from tribes.
Our brain still works like that. It's still wired, you know.
To... But it's kind of been, like, disconnected.
Well...
In today's society, would you say?
Definitely.
Everyone's kind of just, like, alone.
Yeah.
I definitely, like, feel like that. Like, I feel like I'm not, like, part of a tribe or anything. Most of the times, like, I do kind of feel alone.
And you see it. You see, like, why don't these groups work? You see, you know, best friends going into business or people trying to get together and work together. And then things happen because of guilt, you know, and because of jealousy and envy and all those low vibration.
Power.
Yeah. It's kind of like, he's doing better than me. But rather than coming from a sharing point of view where it's like, let's do this together.
Yeah, like working together to get to a goal or to grow and...
You look at all the major corporations in this world, any successful business, any successful corporation, they can't do anything on their own.
No, they all work together.
There might be CEOs.
With like-minded people.
But it's a system. They might have people on the lower end of the scale, but it's all a big system. It's a teamwork thing. And it's funny how we go and work for these massive corporations, we bring in billions of dollars for these corporations, but we come back to our little homes and we sit maybe with our one little spouse and we don't associate with, and we don't work together as tribes, like the associations that we're working for. We come, we might have, you know, like, you know, your wife or your husband, and you work together with her or him. And it's almost like, could you imagine if you got together back in that tribal mentality, how much power you could have and how much easier it would actually be if everyone worked together. It could be a lot easier. Back in the day, that's how they used to work. Not everyone, you know, you think tribes would go off into groups of two and say, we're going to go and build our own little tent here now, see you later. They kept together.
Yeah.
And they all had different roles in the... It's almost like that mentality, if you kind of bring that back in, could be very powerful when you're coming from a sharing point of view.
Paradigm.
Yeah, sharing paradigm.
Sharing paradigm.
We can do this together. Now, I want you to succeed rather than I want to succeed on my own. You know, it's not selfish anymore. It's kind of like... And I think for me too, because, you know, I've gone through some big shifts, and like, I used to go through a lot of anxiety and I have a lot of fears, and I definitely felt like the pressures of society and the depression. So I've come out of that. So it's almost like I understand now that people could be walking around and you don't know, and you could be there trying to put them down or...
That's,
you know,
right. And that's pretty much why I wanted to talk about this, like being open-minded and understanding that people are in different paradigms to you always. Like, you can never really know what someone else is going through.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because, so if you can go treat someone bad or good, but they could be, you know, going through some serious issues and you're making it worse. You don't know when you're really hurting someone and they're really weak. Some people generally can take it, but you could be walking around in complete happiness and, you know, or I'd say you could walk around like you're living in heaven while everyone else is living in hell, and you don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
And you're walking in the same floors, in the same area. That environment could be completely horrifying for them, and it could just be peaceful for you, but you wouldn't have any idea, you know? And you could be pushing that person, playing with him, you know, trying to be rude to that person to make yourself feel better. And he or she's going through some serious stuff in that environment. I think that goes with, you know, empathy too, and just, you know, just treating everyone the way you'd want to be treated. Some good old Jesus words. Just coming from a more of a sharing point of view rather than a selfish and entitled. It's okay to feel entitled, but kind of not like a, you know, life is not that bad. That's what people think. But it's hard for me to say that to someone who could be going through something. And they don't know because they're stuck. It's almost like these, like we're saying, with the lenses of the glasses. And it's almost like they need a big shift before they even realise to make these changes. We're getting a bit distracted here.
Yeah, we've got the dog running around and someone knocking on the window. Basically, I think it's important to be open-minded and to always understand that there's people living in a completely different reality than you are. So you can never judge someone else for thinking differently than you, because there's literally like billions and trillions of different paradigms that someone can be living in. So how can we possibly judge someone for thinking differently or being differently to you?
Yeah, like you're saying, you know, if someone's got something to share to, try and listen, because there's always something to learn off someone. You know, even if they, your mind might see that they haven't got any value. You know, that's where the ego comes into play. But
like noticing that someone's on a lower paradigm than you, we would say.
Yeah.
But in not judging them for being in a lower paradigm, like.
Yeah, don't judge them because you've possibly been there too.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
They can always, you know, everyone's cut from the same cloth. That's the way I see it too. It doesn't mean that everyone can end up being the same, but everyone's got the potential. Like, we all shit and piss, we all do the normal things.
Well, look at us. We came from a bad place and we came out of it and now we're in a good place. So how could we possibly look down or despise someone else for being in that place that we once were in?
That's what, you know, that's what life is too. Sometimes we just got to chill out and take a step back and realise where the hell we are, you know? And, like, it's, you know, it's funny, isn't it? Like, we're all going to die one day.
Yeah, fuck. And that's the biggest trip of life, isn't it?
Yeah, whether we believe in, you know, heaven or whatever, or another reality or reincarnation. You know, you just gotta enjoy life. You know, don't get sucked into these little petty issues.
Conditioning.
Yeah, you know, and you don't have to.
You don't have to be this. You don't have to be that.
Yeah, you don't have to follow the herd. You know, and if you don't follow the herd, you're not gonna die. You're not gonna, you know, if you don't get accepted from other people, it's not gonna matter.
As much as it really, really, really does seem like that, because that's how we've been conditioned to see the world, it's not like that at all.
It's not. It's actually a really good place. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, life isn't actually that bad. Like,
no, it's mad.
You know what I mean? I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, life's sick.
That's a whole other topic, though.
Yeah.
It's more of an experience type thing. Like, we could talk about different paradigms, but I think you have to really feel it to understand it. And I think your state, it changes. It definitely does change, especially when that mind comes into play. You know, it's always trying to challenge you and challenge your identity. I just think that there is coming from more of a sharing place where we're all in this together rather than you're in this on your own, because you're not in this on your own. We're all here experiencing life, and, you know, you can seek others for help, you know, and you don't have to, like I was saying, you don't have to do what everyone else is doing. Don't believe what social media is showing you. You know, it's not all real. You don't have to have the chiseled abs, you know, don't have to have the Lamborghinis. They might seem like they're going to make you happy, but probably not.
Enjoy the paradigm that you're in.
Yeah. I'd say, like, try not to seek a prize. Like, even if it's a goal, it's fine to have a goal, but just more enjoy the actual journey of it. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Rather than the destination. And it's hard to get your head to shift from that, but, yeah, I kind of see it like I'm playing, you know, like it's a game. This is just a game.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to just clock it, would I? I want to enjoy the fun in playing it.
Yeah, you don't want to just win the game, like, straight off the bat.
Yeah, because then that wouldn't be fun, would it? Yeah.
You want to enjoy all the steps, all the levels.
Yeah, the leveling process. The
level ups.
I think that there's probably a good 5 set basic stages of paradigms, like major ones, where you can go from the low one where, from, you know, just to keep it so everyone understands, you know, you've got your life sucks. That would be like your low one. And then you'd have, like, you're going up a bit. It's like, my life sucks. Not just life sucks, just my life sucks.
Yeah.
And then you go into the more common one where this is where most people hang around, where it's kind of like, I'm in this on my own.
Like, that's like the default.
Yeah, like, I'm great, but at the same time, you don't really believe that. It's more like a personal me against the world type thing. You know, comparing yourself to others and wanting to be better than others. And then that's when you go into the more higher states of being. It's more, you know, like, we're great, you know. We're in this together and I'm not going to do this on my own. We can do this together. And I'd say, like, the highest one you could say is that just life is great. Everything we do is great, no matter what you do. You know, it's more of a team thing. Okay? But I think we'll leave it at that.
All right, guys. See you in the next episode.
Catch Ciao. You.